By now, the entire hallway had darkened, as if it had been submerged and was slowly sinking into lightless depths. Yasna raised her hand to the granite wall beside her, seeking to touch something solid. Her fingers sank into the stone a fraction, as if the wall had become mud.
Oh, storms!
The figure before her glanced at the wall. The wall lamp nearest Yasna went dark. And then... then the palace disintegrated. The entire building shattered into thousands upon thousands of small glass spheres like beads. Yasna fell backward through the dark sky. She was no longer in the palace. She was somewhere else. Another land, another time, another something. She was left with the sight of the dark, lustrous figure hovering in the air above, seeming satisfied as he resheathed his sword. Yasna crashed into something, an ocean of the glass beads. Countless others rained around her. She had never seen this place. She could not explain what had happened or what it meant. She thrashed as she sank into what seemed an impossibility. Beads of glass on all sides. She couldn't see anything beyond them, only felt herself descending through this churning, suffocating, clattering mass. She was going to die, leaving work unfinished, leaving her family unprotected. She would never know the answers.
No!
Yasna flailed in the darkness, beads rolling across her skin, getting into her clothing, working their way into her nose as she tried to swim. It was no use. She had no buoyancy in this mess. She raised a hand before her mouth and tried to make a pocket of air to use for breathing. But the beads rolled around her hand, forcing between her fingers. She sank more slowly now, as through a viscous liquid. Each bead that touched her gave a faint impression of something.
A door? A table? A shoe?
The beads found their way into her mouth. They seemed to move on their own. They would choke her, destroy her. No, no. It was just because they seemed attracted to her. An impression came to her, not as a distinct thought, but a feeling. They wanted something from her. She snatched a bead in her hand.
A cup?
She gave something to it. The other beads near her pulled together, connecting, sticking like rocks sealed by mortar. In a moment, she was falling not among individual beads, but through large masses of them, stuck together into the shape of...
yes! A cup!
Each bead was a pattern, a guide for the others. She released the one she held, and the beads around her broke apart. She floundered, searching desperately as her air ran out. She needed something she could use, something that would help, some way to survive. Desperate, she swept her arms wide to touch as many beads as she could.
A silver platter, a coat, a statue, a lantern.
And then, something ancient, something ponderous and slow of thought, yet somehow strong.
The palace itself!
Frantic, Yasna seized this sphere and forced her power into it. Her mind blurring, she gave this bead everything she had.
Rise!
Beads shifted. Beads met one another. Yasna surged up from the depths, something solid moving beneath her, obeying her command. Beads shattered her head, shoulders, arms, until finally she exploded from the surface of the sea of glass, hurling a spray of beads into the dark sky. She knelt on a platform of glass made up of small beads locked together. She held her hand to the side, uplifted, clutching the sphere that was the guide. Others rolled around her, forming into the shape of a hallway with lanterns on the walls, an intersection ahead. It didn't look right, of course. The entire thing was made of beads, but it was a fair approximation. She wasn't strong enough to form the entire palace. She created only this hallway without even a roof, but the floor supported her, kept her from sinking. She opened her mouth. Beads fell out against the floor. Ahead of her, the dark figure stepped up onto the platform. He again slid his sword from his sheath. Yasna held up a second bead, the statue she'd sensed earlier. She gave it power, and other beads collected before her, taking the shape of one of the statues that lined the front of the feast hall, the statue of Telenalat Ilin, the herald of war, a tall, muscular man with a large shard blade. It was not alive, but she made it move, lowering his sword of beads. She doubted it could fight. Round beads could not form a sharp sword, yet the threat made the dark figure hesitate. Gritting her teeth, Yasna heaved herself to her feet, beads streaming from her clothing. She would not kneel before this thing, whatever it was. She stepped up beside the bead statue, noting for the first time the strange clouds overhead. They seemed to form a narrow ribbon of highway, straight and long, pointing toward the horizon. She met the oil figure's gaze. It regarded her for a moment, then raised two fingers to its forehead and bowed as if in respect, a cloak flourishing out behind. Others had gathered beyond it, and they turned to each other. The place of beads faded, and Yasna found herself back in the hallway of the palace.